opinions and statements in this podcast are not those of Hometown Media. Adult language is possible.
Welcome to the Burn Report. This is going to be the week 2 preview edition of the show. We're going to get right into the games. Thursday night football, Commanders, Packers. It should be a good one. They try to take care of the Thursday night crew. For a while, the Thursday night game was just almost a guaranteed stinker, but you got to keep Al Michaels engaged. He might have lost his fastball a little bit. I say this every year. I don't really like to besmirch the name of the great Al Michaels. He's one of the greatest of all time, but maybe not the same guy he once was. I also don't love Herb Street on NFL games, but we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about the actual game. Like I said, should be a good one. I think I have to take the Packers in this one. I want to hate pick against them, but at the same time, I kind of want them to just look good again so I can feel better about the Lions. Now, eventually, I want them to start losing so the Lions can catch up to them. This is the mental battles I have as a fan. I want to be like, oh, they're just really good. The Lions aren't terrible. I like the Commanders. I think we're going to see them fall back a little bit this year. I said that in the season preview episode. I don't know. Maybe this is also just me pissed that they eliminated the Lions in the playoffs. That is absolutely a possibility. But they're not a team that I am in love with. I love Jaden Daniels. I like Terry McLaurin a lot. Mike Sanders still, of course, over there on defense. Ohio State fans know that name. We're going to go to the next game. I don't really have too many crazy thoughts on this Thursday game. It is week 2. We still don't really know what these teams are like. I guess I will be interested to see if Micah Parsons plays more snaps. He had a profound impact on that first game against the Lions, but he was only in there, I think, under 30 snaps. So not playing a ton. Is still dealing with that back injury, and of course, hasn't been with the team for that long. 1 o'clock games on Sunday. Jags traveling to the Bengals. This is going to be an interesting one. The Bengals defense looked decent, I guess. You know, I say that, but without the 2 weird turnovers that were drops that kind of just floated in the air and were gift wrapped to the Bengals, they were letting the Browns go up and down the field. It didn't look like too much of a better defense than it was last year. And then the offense, week 1, you don't know, but it didn't look as high powered as it was last year. You're getting Chase Brown hit in the backfield every single play. He looked phenomenal, though. I mean, it was the best game I've ever seen of a guy that finished with under 50 rushing yards, I think. You looked great out there, but just nowhere to go, really. Then the Jaguars, they looked like maybe they have an identity under Liam Cohen. They had around 160 rushing yards. Travis Etienne had 143 last week. Passing game wasn't really there, but again, defenses are normally ahead right now in the early season. You got to think Liam Cohen and Trevor Lawrence are going to have some tricks up their sleeve. They're going to be able to get it together. I'm taking the Bengals in this one. I just have to see it from the Jaguars. I mean, I still kind of have to see it from the Bengals as well, but I was talking about their offense. Maybe not as hype. It's going to be. I mean, we know it's going to be. I was trying to maybe hide where I was going with this pick a little bit, but it's Joe Burrow still, it's Ja'Marr Chase still, it's T. Higgins still. They're going to be just fine. Giants, Cowboys, this is another one. I guess we're going to get another Russell Wilson start. How many more of those do we have left? I'm not so sure. The Giants should get Andrew Thomas back. That will help their line quite a bit. Our offense left a lot to be desired. There was a series where they made it near the goal line. They had, I think it was 10 plays inside the 10-yard line and could not get in the end zone. if you're doing that, there's not much more time left for Russell Wilson on the field, I think. You got to get neighbors involved. Theo Johnson had one catch in that game. He was a guy that coming into the year, I was expecting big things from. Let's see if he can get on track week two. The Cowboys offense looked good against the Eagles for the most part, as they should, but a little bit surprising that the run game looked as good as it did. Can that continue? If it does, the Cowboys could be an interesting team. The defense, not great. I think Deron Bland is out. So there, my mic cuts off. I talk about Deron Bland. He is likely out for this one. The Cowboys defense is going to stink, basically. I don't know what happened. My mic just stopped working. I didn't realize until after I finished recording. I go into the Bears-Lions game. I do not think it's going to be close. And then we start talking about Caleb Williams a little bit. I do pick the Lions, and I do think it's going to be a blowout. They are going to be coming out hungry against Ben Johnson. To hate him, I really want to have the take that he's terrible. It's just not there. Just not there for me yet. He's showing a lot of flashes. He did last year, so if you're an opposing fan, you're just hoping, okay, this is the guy he is. He's inconsistent. He has the ability to make incredible plays, but he's also going to miss the open wide receiver. He's not going to see the guy streaking down the field. You hope that continues, but when he flashes that ability, that scramble he had where he throws the ball to Roma Dunze on a rope on the run, you're like, okay, how many guys in the league can actually make that play? And it's his 18th start. I see a good amount of Bears fans online wanting to go with Tyson Bagent. Caleb Williams isn't the guy. And in some ways, I get it. Number one overall pick, you want him to be the guy right away, especially when you see Jaden Daniels be the guy right away. You want your guy to be that too, but these guys need time to develop. And let's be honest here. I don't think Jaden Daniels would be the guy he is if he was in Chicago, because last year you had nothing but dysfunction. You saw reports in the offseason seemingly coming from Caleb Williams' team that they weren't coaching him, not helping him with film. Then before the week one game, you see the reports coming out from seemingly the old coaching staff that Caleb Williams is basically uncoachable. He was walking away from coaches on the sideline. And honestly, if both those reports are true, I'm siding with Caleb Williams. If you're not helping me off the field, why are you grabbing me on the field and yelling at me? Which is how it was kind of painted. Fuck you if you don't want to help me off the field, right? Like, I don't know. It all, regardless of what report you think's true, what you think is not true, it was dysfunctional. And Ben Johnson should bring a level to this program. At least that's what you're hoping as a Bears fan. You're hoping as the Bears organization. You got to give it time. But it's not there yet. And the Lions looked piss poor week one, I'll be honest, but should be a good Packers team. The defense looked okay. They gave up a couple of big plays. You write that wrong a little bit. They were still great against the run. I think that's where you're the Lions. That's where you find your success on defense. It's been that way for a couple of years. You force them into these third and long situations because you can't run the ball on the team. And there you can find some pass rush. Didn't quite get there against the Packers, but as the season goes on, I'm comfortable in the thought that Aiden Hutchinson is going to settle in and he's going to start getting home. Rams-Titans. I'm going to go with the Rams in this one. They looked really good in week one. That defense looked fierce. Their front four, that pass rush looks incredible for the Rams and the Titans. I'm not sure how many times I'll be picking the Titans this year. Patriots, Dolphins. I'm going to go Patriots. Both these teams, I think, stink. Drake May did not look great in week one. Maybe it looked a little bit uncomfortable. I have no faith in the Dolphins at all. I do want to talk about Mike Vrabel. Very cowardly punt, and he kind of justified it in the post-game press conference. Not something that's super new with Mike Vrabel, defensive guy, maybe a little bit too conservative. One of those coaches that I'd like to see enter the year of 2025. 49ers Saints, Brock Purdy likely out for this one, I think. Basically guaranteed out at this point. Seems to be a 2 to 5 week injury, according to some reports. John Lynch said, with their information, it's week to week, which week to week seems to fall in that 2 to 5 range for me. Mac Jones starting, maybe not the most encouraging, but if you're forced to start a backup quarterback, Mac Jones is not the worst guy to have, that's for sure. A guy with some starting experience, a guy that, according to a lot of reports, the 49ers wanted to draft in that draft, or at least Kyle Shanahan wanted to draft in that draft instead of Trey Lance. The Saints are maybe a better team than I was giving them credit for coming into the year after week one. We'll still have to see it from them. I mean, even saying that, I still think at best they're like a 5-win team, but they might be a 5-win team that fights hard, which is what you want to see from them with a new coach. Still going with the 49ers. Bills Jets maybe looking like a better game than it would have been coming into the year. The Jets offense looked good. I mean, Justin Fields had maybe the best game of his pro career. I hope that continues. I'm a fan of him. Always been a fan of him. I wanted the Lions to draft him. And you're saying, Brandon, you're a Michigan fan. Who gives a fuck? He's a fun player to watch. Bills, though, I mean, Josh Allen is just playing on easy mode. That comeback was insane. Josh Allen could do no wrong. And that's just the guy he is now. I think there is some thoughts among some NFL fans, and I try not to talk about the lowest common denominator, but he's just the mistake-prone guy. He's the gunslinger. Just not him. He's a near-perfect quarterback at this point in his career. Seahawks, Steelers. I'm going to go with the Seahawks in this one. It's hard for me to believe they're an 0-2 team and the Steelers are a 2-0 team. Maybe that's not the best way to pick games, but that is how things seem to go. Oftentimes, these teams find their level. I think they both look like 1-1 teams through 2 weeks. Seahawks defense looks like it's going to be good once again. The offense, we'll see if they can actually move the ball on the ground. They're not too encouraged by their performance. Steelers give up a lot of points against the Jets. I still think the defense will be okay as the season goes on. Aaron Rodgers looked good, but if you can get a pass rush on him, he can't move. He's just not that guy anymore. And I think we're going to see that from the Seahawks, and they take this one. Browns, Ravens. I don't have too many thoughts on this one. I'm going to go with the Ravens. They are going to right the ship. That was a heartbreaker for the Ravens in week one. You give up another big comeback. It's a trend in the John Harbaugh era. I see some Ravens fans wanting to fire him, and on one hand, like, well, if you fire him, he's going to get hired instantly. Why would you do that? But I also understand their perspective. This happens way too much. He does get too conservative and starts playing games not to lose rather than to win. You have fourth and two with Lamar Jackson as your quarterback. Go for it. Do not punt the ball to Josh Allen. What are you thinking? Like, your defense is not playing well. They're not stopping anything. And you aren't going for it when Lamar Jackson is your quarterback. Yeah, that's just tough. But regardless, I think they beat the Browns. Browns may be a frisky team this year, though. Maybe a little bit better than I wanted to give them credit for coming into the year. Broncos, Colts. I'm going to have to go with the Broncos. I'm regretting my pick for them to win the division a little bit because Bo Nix did not look good. He's a guy that I've said it a bunch of times, so I'm not really going to get into it, but I'm not a big fan of him as a quarterback. I think he's just average at best. And last week, he was below average, but it is 1 week. Got to give grace to these quarterbacks in the early season. Bad games happen. There's really no quarterback that's never had a bad game. So I don't want to go in on him too much. But watching it, I was like, okay, this is the guy. This is the guy that I thought he was. And then on the other hand, it looked good for the Colts. Daniel Jones looked good. They were able to run the ball. One of the few teams in week one that was able to run the ball. It was kind of a trend throughout the NFL that teams were not getting a forward push in the run game. Colts, one of the teams that actually got that. DJ Giddens looked like a pretty good backup for Jonathan Taylor. Nice pickup for them. Of course, you have the offensive weapons. Tyler Warren looked great. A nice safety valve for Daniel Jones, who had one of the best games of his career. Can he follow that up back-to-back weeks? I'm not so sure against a great Broncos defense. Panthers, Cardinals. We're going to go with the Cardinals in this one. They start the year 2-0. Panthers defense just, they look to be terrible once again. Bryce Young didn't have a good first game. I want to give him a little bit of grace. He looked better at the end of last year. We'll see if he can rebound. But the Cardinals are a team that I'm just into. I like what they do on defense. I'm hoping that Kyler Murray gets it together, because I have Marvin Harrison Jr. on my Dynasty Fantasy Football team. So I need those two to have a nice connection. Eagles at Chiefs, a rematch of the Super Bowl, and I think it's going to go the same way the Super Bowl did. Eagles take down the Chiefs. I don't have too many hot takes about these teams. They're two teams that we know what they are. I talked about it in the season preview. The Chiefs have room for regression, though, in those one-score games. We already saw it in week one. Falcons, Vikings. I'm going to take the Vikings in this one. J.J. McCarthy is a winner. Everybody knows it. Ohio State fans in particular, if you're listening to this. He started off poor in the first three quarters. Well, really, just the Vikings offense. J.J. maybe doing a little bit too much, doing too many checks at the line. They were having issues getting the play calls in time. They were snapping the ball with 1-2 seconds left. They weren't getting a push in the run game. They were giving up some quick pressure, maybe because JJ's checks weren't right. We don't really know for sure. But there's the clutch gene. Is it real? I don't know about that. But one thing I do know is if you never get too high, you never get too low, you have these opportunities to make these comebacks, and you listen to players after the game talking about JJ in the huddle, JJ on the sideline, and that is the guy he is. He never gets too high, never gets too low. They're down multiple scores, and he's still saying, where would you rather be? You want to be on the field, and in the fourth quarter, he turned it on, and they won that game. And I think that's just going to be a trend for him as for his entire career. And the other things will get cleaned up. He was a little bit slow on his progressions. As he plays more, he's going to be quicker. And if that happens, when that happens, it's going to be scary for the NFC North. It pains me that I root for him so heavily, because I do hate the Vikings. I will say, I hate the Bears and definitely hate the Packers more than the Vikings. So I guess if he had to be in the division, that's the best spot for me for him to be. I don't know if I should talk about this on the show, but watching him engineer that comeback and they put the ball in his hands on that 3rd and 2 where he ends up getting the rushing touchdown. I'm not going to say I cried, but my eyes weren't completely dry. I'll say that. I love that kid so much. He brought Michigan a national championship. He is a kid that has talked a lot about getting his mental correct, where he had battles with depression. I think he's talked about battles with anxiety, and he's had to get that mental correct. So to see how that game went, just everything going wrong, a terrible pick six, and then the fourth quarter comes around, and he's just unwavering. He's not down on himself. He's not losing confidence. He stays at his level, and he turns it on in the fourth quarter. I don't like how happy it made me watching the Vikings win. We're going to take them again against the Falcons. Michael Penix, a guy that I wasn't a huge fan of. I think I let his Indiana tape cloud my mind way too much. He was not the same quarterback once he got to Washington. He should have a handful of comebacks under his resume, but the Falcons just find a way to choke it And I think the Brian Flores defense is just going to be too much for another young quarterback. Buccaneers, Texans. I'm going to take the Bucs. I think this should be a good one. I'm looking at the picks on ESPN here, and 73% of people are picking the Bucs. That's maybe a little bit too many. I think the Texans are still a pretty good team. Their offense was not really what I wanted to see in week one. They're stagnant. They don't move guys around enough. The route tree for Nico Collins left a lot to be desired. C.J. Stroud still facing pressure, but looked better against the pressure than he did last year. I still think the defense is going to be great, but the Bucs just overall feel like a better team. Then Monday night football. I guess both of these are Monday night. Sorry, the doubleheader this Monday. Chargers, Raiders. Raiders are going to be a frisky team, but I like the Chargers in this one. Justin Herbert throwing the ball a lot. Maybe you didn't expect to see that from the Jim Harbaugh and Greg Roman Chargers. But Harbaugh spent all offseason talking about how he needs to get Justin Herbert in the Hall of Fame. He's that level of player. And so far, it seems like maybe he's taking that seriously, a very hyperbolic guy. I do think the Raiders, like I said, are going to be a frisky team throughout the year, but they fall in this one. All right, I think that will do it. Thank you for joining me for this week two preview episode. We're going to do I might start putting some Brinny breakdowns out there again. We're going to dive into some individual players' tapes throughout the year. I'm not sure if I have one this week. We'll see.